You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
If you have a high school student in your life who you think might have the potential to be a church worker in the future, there are a couple of opportunities to explore that this summer.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at cune.edu.
Today, we're going to learn about opportunities at both Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Joining us today, the Reverend Craig Ryder. He's admissions officer and director of Vocatio High School at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Christian Schultz. He's admission counselor and director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Schultz, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
And also joining us today, Nate Demlow. He's a seminarian and student director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Great to be here.
So lots of opportunities for students during the summer, as well as opportunities to learn about seminary and formation for pastors and deaconesses throughout the year as well. Today, we're going to focus in on the opportunities during the summer. So let's talk about Concordia Seminary St. Louis. Pastor Ryder, what are the opportunities for education and formation of potential future church workers?
Yeah, so coming up this summer, we have our Vocatio High School event for again, high schoolers who are thinking about possibly going into church work. And it's really meant to be an opportunity for high schoolers from around the country to be able to come to the seminary campus, to be able to meet other like-minded youth who are considering going into church work, and really just to get familiar with the seminary campus. There's a lot that goes on within the midst of the in the midst of our time together at Vocatio High School, but it's just a blessing to be able to have everybody on campus and get familiar with the life of the church.
And before we proceed much farther, tell us about the name Vocatio.
Yeah, so Vocatio comes from the Latin vocare or vocare, meaning to call. And so this is really meant to focus on exploring the possibility that there might be a calling in young individuals' lives who are thinking about going into ministry.
Pastor Schultz, tell us about the opportunities this summer at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne.
At CTSFW, we've got two different opportunities for those who are interested in theology and might want to learn more about the campus. So we've got two different retreats. One is called the Christ Academy Family Institute. This is for a whole family to come on campus, spend a couple days focusing especially on faith in the home, as well as a little bit of vocational discernment, how to start some of these questions and conversations of what it looks like to pursue the ministry or church work, even from an early age. And so that's the Christ Academy Family Institute. And then right after that is Christ Academy High School. And that's a two-week opportunity for young men and women to come on campus, have classes with the professors, come in chapel, and just get a taste of the seminary life already.
Nate, how are you involved in Christ Academy over the summer?
There's a couple of student workers that deal with a lot of the day-to-day things throughout the year. So we do a lot more of the worship planning, getting professors lined up to teach classes, and just leading the kids around, whereas Pastor Schultz does more of the big picture behind the scenes things.
Pastor Ryder, how does a day at Vocatio look like? What does a day look like for somebody at Vocatio?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So at Vocatio, each day is a little bit varied, but they all start similarly. After breakfast, the participants join the seminary community for chapel. And so we start our day, centered on God's word, hearing his promises for us in Christ. Some of the students actually help with chapel throughout the week as they work with Dr. Etherton, our cantor, to either sing in the choir or play their instruments. But in it all, we start our day centered in God's word. Throughout the week, then, as I mentioned, it's a little bit varied each day. We have other opportunities to learn more from seminary professors. We have a college and ministry fair in which our CUS system schools come and encourage the high schoolers to consider going there for their undergraduate degrees. Some other LCMS ministries end up joining as well, such as the Ministry to the Armed Forces. On a few days, we enjoy some recreation off campus in the St. Louis area. For example, one of the very the very first full day after we have worship at a local congregation, we actually go across the river and visit one of our Lutheran camps, Camp Wartburg, and so spend some time there in fellowship and in some team building activities. Toward the end of the day, again, we come back and we gather together around God's word. So the students will get back and they'll break up into their small groups that are led by counselors. We typically have somewhere between 6 to 8 counselors, usually from church work programs within the CUS system who are helping to lead those. That's just typically, not always. But the Concordia students who are preparing to serve in the church have also then been at a vocatio previously. So they have some experience with that. And so there's a lot of time, in Bible study, and then we'll end the day with either evening prayer or compline, just to wrap things up. And each day kind of repeats that sort of cycle.
What does a typical day at Christ Academy look like?
So I've been trying to think how to summarize this, and I love a little bit of the alliteration, and I haven't put a bow on it just yet, but I've got 3 C's. Kind of. So we've got chapel, we've got classes, and we've got recreation. And so a typical day for a seminarian is surrounded by or being immersed in the life of the chapel here at CTS. And so we give the high schoolers that opportunity that we give them multiple chapel services a day, that sets the rhythm for morning, noon, night, and just set their bodies, set their life to that rhythm of prayer, of singing hymns, and so on and so forth. But we also have time for classes, and that is really the opportunity for the professors to do what the professors do best. That's go deep on a certain topic to expand beyond what you're able to do in a normal Bible study or a confirmation class, and just really dive into what the professors know so well. So that's chapel, that's classes. And then last, we have recreation. We always have time set aside for folks to rest a little bit. We have the local baseball team, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. And so we try to take the kids out to a baseball game and let them have a lot of fun with that. And then we've got other just time built in that they can build friendships and take a break from learning so much, or to have deeper conversations. I don't know. Do you have more to add of typical day in the life?
We have a really good mix of rigorous academic time and fun time together. So the evening is always blocked off to have a couple hours of, you can kind of do what you want, but we'll have organized sports going on. We'll have dances going on. We'll have hymn sings going on. There's things that you can choose to do to kind of let off a little steam and recover from a full day of classes.
Pastor Schultz, why is an opportunity like this important? How is this valuable for high school students who are considering that maybe a vocation in church work is something that they want to do?
That's a good question. I mean, as a missions counselor, I come across a number of folks where their story of coming to the seminary, it goes something along the lines of, my grandma talked to me when I was 3 years old. She said I should consider this. I had a couple people, but I always wanted to be an NBA player. And so I just kind of shoved them off. And yet all the way through that, they also have this desire, this love of theology, a solid home that goes to church every single Sunday. And there's just building blocks that build up along the way. And then finally, myself included in this, you come to Christ Academy and you're surrounded by others who have this deep love of theology, this eagerness to learn more about God, about the history of the church, about the Lutheran confessions, about why we do what we do. And so immersing so many high schoolers in that life, it's so fulfilling, exciting for them to build those friendships and kind of look beyond to see what would a life in full-time church work look like, or perhaps even serving as a pastor or a deaconess.
Pastor Ryder, what do you have to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, just with coming to campus, we want people to be able to just come to campus. We want people to be here with us in the St. Louis community, to be able to be at one of our LCMS seminaries and to be able to just enjoy spending time with other youth who are thinking about going into the ministry. I know for me, when I was thinking about going into the ministry, I kind of like what Pastor Schultz said, you know, I had people who were encouraging me toward that. And I kind of kept saying, no, you know, I don't really think I want to go into being a pastor. But then my pastor ended up, you know, bringing myself and a few other guys down to the seminary just to soak it in, to experience the campus, to experience the high school event at that time, and just to be encouraged. It was once I actually came to visit the campus, then it kind of started to click in my mind of, oh, like, I really feel like the Lord is kind of leading me down this path. And I think I want to do this. I think I want to serve in this way.
We're talking with admission staff from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, learning about the opportunities for high school students and families to consider church work vocation and formation, and both of these seminaries, the opportunities that are coming up this summer. We'll talk more about it in just a moment here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Reverend Craig Ryder. He's admissions officer and director of Vocatio High School at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and the Reverend Christian Schultz, admission counselor and director of Christ Academy, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, along with Nate Demlow. He's a student director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. What are the programs that students learn about at Christ Academy and Vocatio? What kind of church work formation do they learn about through Vocatio at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis?
Well, as they come here, they learn a little bit more about some of the different programs that are possible for them if they were going to go into full-time church work as a pastor or as a deaconess. And so we tell them a little bit more about our residential programs, especially our MDiv program, our RAR program, and our deaconess program. And so as students come, they get to learn a little bit more about, okay, well, what is it going to look like? What is the pathway going to be for becoming a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? And so part of that means, okay, you're going to go and you're going to get a bachelor's degree, hopefully at one of our esteemed Concordias. And then you'll come to one of our two excellent seminaries and you're going to get a great education there. For pastoral candidates, they'll go 2 years on campus for the MDiv, then go off for a year of vicarage, then come back for one final year before being sent out to serve in the church. And then for deaconess candidates, it's 2 years on campus followed by an internship year, followed by placement into the church. So they learn a little bit more about kind of what that process would look like if they were to consider becoming a pastor or a deaconess.
And what does that look like at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne?
I mean, a lot of it is the same, just that both St. Louis and Fort Wayne offer the MDiv. We also offer the alternate route and the SMP programs, but those both come with an age requirement. And so most of the high schoolers that we're talking with, they are being encouraged to look at the Masters of Divinity, which if you have a college degree, then you're able to apply for that and come right in. And so we talk about kind of what that path looks like.
Both of you have mentioned several chapel services that the students or the attendees, I suppose, get to attend. Why is that central location of chapel services during both of these events so important for the attendees, Pastor Schultz?
So when you come onto campus at CTSFW, no matter which way you come to the chapel, It is going up, whether from the front, from the back entrance to campus, from the administrative, the student buildings, cafeteria, anyway, it is going up. And a lot of that is focused on the biblical principle of let us go up to the house of the Lord. Everyone always went up because Jerusalem was surrounded by valleys on every side, and you always had to go up. And so the center of the campus, the heartbeat of Christ Academy, is going up to the house of the Lord, just as Christians have always done from the Old Testament to the New Testament, all the way up until today. That really is the high point, both kind of experientially as well as kind of topography wise, that everyone goes up to the house of the Lord, that centers us in the preaching of God's word, the focus on our life together as fellow Christians gathered in his church. And so it only makes sense that chapel sets the rhythm morning, noon, and night for how we are formed as Christians, as seminarians, as those who are considering their future.
Pastor Ryder, I saw you nodding along. How is the chapel services, how are those central to the Vocatio experience also?
Yeah, you know, as I think about chapel, just throughout the life of the seminary, it is just the daily rhythm of being in God's word, being with God's people, singing songs of praise to our God, hearing about his promises for us. This year at the seminary, we're actually celebrating, it's like the 100th anniversary of the campus itself. And so our theme for this year is Christ the Living Stone building us together. And so we look out when we're in chapel, even just today, as I was looking out, I saw all these people from all different walks of life who have now come here for a designated time in this place to be formed, to be shaped, to serve in the church as pastors and deaconesses. And what a joy it was just to be able to be with everybody, to be able to go and receive the Lord's gifts at his altar, and then to go forth out into the world ready to serve once more. And so as the high schoolers come to our events, whether they come to Christ Academy or they come to Vocatio, they are being shaped and formed by the word of God as it's experienced in that daily chapel rhythm.
Pastor Schultz, what is some feedback that you've received from former attendees of Christ Academy that shapes how you go about Christ Academy in the future?
Right. We've received lots of great feedback from students, and even so much as building their own community a little bit, as they stay in touch after Christ Academy. It is a lot of fun to hear about not just the official correspondence back to the seminary, but also how the friendships build. And as they have conversations, are you coming back again next summer? It is a lot of fun to hear about those great things. They love the rhythm. They love diving into the scriptures in depth. They love the Lutheran confessions and unpacking what it is that we as Lutherans believe and how we understand the gospel and how we proclaim that. And then also all the fun memories of all the games that they get to play, the country line dancing, tin caps, so on and so forth. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, part of the feedback really has nothing to do with what we offer as Christ Academy, and it's more about what the students do by themselves. They have these huge Discord chats, and they all like to go to the same concordias together and maybe incorporate things they learned at Christ Academy to those concordias. They're making lifelong friendships. There's been a number of them who have gotten married. And so it's really impressive to see the community growing around Christ Academy, not from a top-down perspective, but just from this is the community that they have together and they're really running with it. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
And I guess I have just one more thing to add, that it's not only going off to different concordias, but we also have the Christ Academy College Retreat that happens every October. And that also allows them yet another opportunity. Say you go off to a state school because that is where your program is that you want to pursue. Well, you still have the opportunity of coming to Christ Academy College to meet up with high school friends who are pursuing theology and still want to maintain those friendships. So Discord, marriages, Christ Academy College. I mean, it's a fantastic collection of responses that we get to Christ Academy.
Pastor Ryder, what feedback have you received about Vocatio at Concordia Seminary St. Louis?
Yeah, people, I think, just love the balance that we have here, the balance between, yes, we're spending time in worship, we're spending time in classes, learning from our faculty, but then we're also being able to just explore St. Louis and be able to learn a little bit more about this community that we're located in. Obviously, Jesus came from heaven to earth to save us, to redeem us from sin, from death, and the devil. And we live in a broken world that needs to have people teach and proclaim that saving message of Jesus to the nations. And so one thing that we like to emphasize with our Vocatio High School students is that they're living in a real world with real people, with real hurts, real struggles. And so we try to engage that. One of the things that we do each year is a service project. This last year, our service project actually ended up being kind of a letter writing campaign in which we wrote all kinds of encouraging notes to our chaplains serving in the military. And so the students really got into that and wanted to, you know, find their favorite Bible verses or passages and share those with the different chaplains. This year, we're still developing and thinking about what service project we're going to do, but it's possible we might work with a local ministry here that helps with women in a time of crisis. So to be able to work with one of our former coworkers, just helping her with that ministry.
What would you both like parents to know about these programs, since these are for high schoolers? Parents will need to be involved in some point in getting their kids to these programs. What would you guys like parents to know, Pastor Ryder?
Yeah, well, for one, I want parents to know that I want their students to come here to have an enjoyable time when they're on campus. I want them to see the possibility of serving in the church as a joyful thing. I remember back when I was here as a student, one of the themes we had for the year was helpers of joy. So we want our students to be people who are joyful and see that the work here matters. I know Pastor Schultz and I can both attest to the reality that ministry is often difficult and challenging. But what we want to lay before our students when they come to our campuses is just this joyful reality of service in the church, that there is no greater joy than pointing people to our Lord Jesus and his promises for them. Additionally, as students are on our campus, I want them to realize that they are not alone. They are not alone in their coming here and meeting new friends from around the country who are also considering church work. Should they end up coming to one of our Concordias, including the seminaries, they are not alone while they are here, as they will be with caring faculty and staff and students who are committed to this good work together.
Pastor Schultz, what do you want parents to know about Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Sure. Something I'd add to the joy of it is kind of going with the theme that Pastor Ryder mentioned. It's similar to the joy of a pastor that I would tell my confirmands this, that I would have them for about an hour and a half per week. But then also it's the joy of teaching a confirmation class is that you build up what's already happening at home. You get to build up the parents that are trying to raise their kids in a biblical home, in a faith-filled family. And very much the same joy translates to Christ Academy, that we aren't teaching something different. We aren't trying to make their kids into something that is different from back home, but we are building up parents and trying to deepen their kids' faith as they are growing into young adults very quickly. And so it's a joyful thing to have all these kids come on campus from all over the country, and yet they have that common confession. And then we get to bolster that and build up their parents, build up the home. It's such a joyful thing. And then the cherry on top is, as they also consider, first and foremost, I guess, building up their own families in the future on this biblical foundation, as well as considering full-time church work, whether as teachers, DCEs, or honestly, as two seminary campuses, encouraging them towards full-time pastoral ministry or diaconal ministry.
What do high schoolers and their parents need to know to attend either of these dates? Registration fees, those very important details, Pastor Schultz?
Right. So you can find out a lot more information if you just go to ctsfw.edu. You can go to the admissions tab, and we've got a whole page under the admissions dedicated to Christ Academy with all of our programs, the Family Institute, Confirmation Retreat, high school and college, as well as start dates, fees for coming to the Christ Academy High School. And so I would direct everyone to that website, ctsfw.edu/admissions.
And Pastor Ryder?
Yeah, and similarly, you could go to csl.edu. So that's our seminary's website. And under the admissions tab, you'll see links to the Vocatio High School, our Vocatio College retreats as well, and personalized campus visits. With the Vocatio High School, registration is live now. It will be from June 20th to the 26th. That's a Saturday through Friday. And registration will be open until May 15th. And so that's open to any high schoolers, men and women entering 9th through 12th grade. And the registration fee for that is $300.
Very good. CSL.edu. You can go to admission there, and you can find more information about Vocatio at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and CTSFW.edu. Go to admission there, and you can find more information about Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Our guest today, the Reverend Craig Ryder, admissions officer and director of Vocatio High School at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Pastor Ryder, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be on with you all.
And the Reverend Christian Schultz, admissions counselor and director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Pastor Schultz, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here. God bless.
And Nate Demlow, seminarian and student director of Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Nate, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.